All right, here we go.
Oh, let's go, plan catch.
Were you able to do differently a little more in the third period after that?
Oh, well, we just challenged the guys. It was, you know, the first period was, you know, they were working. It was, you know, give up a power play goal and then, you know, tough one on a turnover. But other than that, I thought we played pretty well. We just, I think we got that lead and that was it. We thought they'd, I don't know if the guys thought they were going to roll over or not, but certainly didn't do that. They haven't done it, you know, for 2 months. And, we just, you know, we just went back. We turned pucks over. We were just feeding their rush, and you know, they deserved to come out of that period with the leads. But it's just tough. We had a 4-2 lead. But you know, we challenged the guys in between periods, and you know, they answered the call.
Coop, what does it say about this team when you have a guy like Cirelli come up and make such a big impact early on?
Well, it says something about Cirelli. But how about the line? I mean, they were plus 14 or something, and you know, it's funny. He's actually the one that changed and point went on the ice and scored. So you know, give him credit for a good change, I guess. But they were outstanding tonight.
What sticks out is the goals for Cirelli, but what does he do besides that that makes you have a lot of confidence in him?
Well, he's smart. So he you know, when he first came in, I think he was just trying to find his way around, and which a lot of guys do. I think he maybe a little bit tentative, but it was just a matter of, you could see he's just got the hockey sense, and it was just a matter of just keep throwing him over the boards, because he wasn't really making mistakes, but you know, he had more in him. It was just a matter of him getting confidence of, okay, I do have more time to do this, I've got more time to do this, I can make this play, and with every game, he's just got more confident.
Think of that goal you won the
face-off
too against a guy like O'Reilly
who's
really good in the circle. How much
of
that element?
Well, he did really well against O'Reilly tonight, and O'Reilly probably is top two or top three face-off guy in this league for a long time, and it helps when you got a young guy in there that can win draws for you. So it was that helped.
What was the chatter on the bench when Ford scored? I know he's been sitting at 24 for.
Well, the chatter was both. You know, you see, there's a relief for Gord. You know, it's tough because he passes Johnny in the goal department. So, but Johnny was really happy for him. But for him to, you know, also, I think he passed Richie for the rookies, and then, you know, that was Cooch's turn the next period. And so guys were, you know, we're a team, and everybody's pulling, and it's what's best for the team. But in the end, you get down here, and guys are so close to some pretty cool achievements. Guys are pretty fired up on the bench for.
What's your mindset heading into tomorrow night? Besides the obvious, win the game, win the division. I mean, is there something you say to him to make sure?
Is there anything else that needs to be said? You win a hockey game, you win the division. That's been an unreal accomplishment.
How about, can you just kind of expand on
playing to catch? Playing to catch. Anyway,
just a little bit. Just to kind of encapsulate the season he's had as he's sitting with Johnny. 25 goals and 60-plus points. And
well, here's one. He gets called up at the end of the year last year, and I thought played outstanding for us. But it was at a different time. We were kind of out of the playoffs, kind of chasing it. We were playing loose. We didn't have, you know, anything to lose other than let's get back into this race. He was a big part of that, especially with all those injuries. But now it's, okay, now you got to play 82. And are you going to be able to continue to play at that level? And, you know, you hear it all the time. And he's still a rookie because he didn't have played that many games. But he's a little bit older, so now he's sitting here, you know, is it a sophomore slump, which you hear all the time. And although he didn't play, he only played a handful of games in the beginning of the year, how can he do it for this full year? And he's proven he can. And you can sit here and say, well, he hasn't scored a whole bunch of late. He's still got to be creeping up on, 70 points or 65 points. That's a really good total in this league. And to do that, you're not doing it in 20 games. It's taking you 82 to do that, and he's been really good for us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks.